The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's almost like some X-Files type stuff. X-Files.
Truth's out there.
It's kind of
I want to believe.
I'll believe.
Uh-oh. Is this Gorillas?
No.
Is it Glorilla?
No.
Is it Gorilla Unit?
Let her cook.
Let her cook.
It's funky.
It's kind of chill.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
It's like if Sinatra was doing music in 26.
Yeah.
You know,
is that Orville Peck?
No, that is J.J. Johnson. Here it comes.
Wow.
I don't know him.
I is maybe a one-hitter. I don't know. Not like a drug tool, but one-hit wonder.
That's my
I don't
dad.
Know. Maybe Asmore. I just would like it.
Did you find him on a random, they put it in your playlist? Or?
Do you know our friend Peter that his son wrestles?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's, look, you can find music from other places. That's kind of cool.
I love finding music in other places.
If it were up to me to find it, I don't know where to look. I would come here. I saw a video last night because I'm watching MTV. I'm like, God, I know who
you're
that
watching
is.
What?
MTV.
MTV.
What were you watching? Like what?
Videos.
No, you weren't. They won't show them no more.
Yeah, they do.
They show music videos on MTV.
Yep. Yeah. It was
when?
Total Playlist Live is called. It was Queens of the Stone Age. I'm like, I know who this is.
Oh. They have new music?
And now these are old videos.
Oh.
You got that channel because we both have the same service.
Well, yeah, but every time I ever flip, I don't flip through. Mm. I don't go through the guide. I'm weird like that. Like, mine shows all the channels I normally watch at the top, so I don't ever go investigate.
Well, I like that where you just kind of flip across.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, I don't know why they said they got rid of that because they didn't. Like, that's all they show now is videos on that one channel.
And Queens of the Stone Age, they recently recorded some music in the catacombs, and it sounded really good.
Well, I know somebody that just went there, and it looks creepy.
Well, it is creepy.
Like, their pictures are... Oh.
Catacombs
what do you expect
are,
it to look like?
Like, that's one of the biggest world wonders that I have, that a lot of people maybe just see it, and, you know, I mean, it's shocking, but to think, like, So they had so much time that they took all the dead bodies from these people and made
something
like
beautiful
mosaic art out of them down in a tunnel.
Just the fact that they let you go down there and take pictures.
And like over in Europe especially, you look this up, they built the...
Look how creepy that is.
I know. I mean, it's human bodies that they make art out of.
I don't think it's creepy.
Oh, that's all bones and skull, man.
You think that's normal? Look, that is like freaking Epstein's basement, probably. Never went there.
Look at all those bones.
Yeah.
Sarah, you taking pictures of all these bones?
But
skulls?
Like they churches, they were built on top of catacombs, or the catacombs were built under the churches, whichever one came first. I don't know the egg. But a lot of people thought drawing power off the... It's like there's got to be some kind of kinetic. But, I mean, there's something to our bones. Like we are electricity. You know what I'm saying? Like there's the calcium
kind of
in there. Yeah, it's got to, because they got these cameras now. Again, unless I'm being fooled by AI, I didn't look at it too hard. But it's these glasses you can buy, and you can literally see people's auras. Now, it's probably, maybe it's a gimmick. I don't know.
It's got to be like a mood ring. It's one of those
that
gimmicks.
That sort of thing.
Texter here says, can you go to PetSmart and buy catacombs?
No. You use catabrushes. Cats don't like combs. They really don't.
Don't like it.
Some of them do. Okay, I brush my kitty.
Wow.
Elvis.
You even named
you named your kitty Elvis.
Yes, I did.
Why not Lisa Marie?
Because it's boy.
Dang it. No, maybe it works backwards that way. I don't know. Well, you.
I named my cat Gala Rock. Why am I doing that to my mom?
Gala Rock.
I didn't mean it like that.
Same. Well, thank you very much. I'm down here all day and it's dark.
I got a crazy runny nose. And if you have facial hair, like, you know you got to get it fast because otherwise it just gets in there and ugh.
So I'm going to need you to stay on that side. Right.
It's just sinuses.
Right where the frenulum is. I'll stay down here by the base.
I went to my grandson's party the other day. I was like, "Where's so and so?" It's like, "Oh, she didn't come. She's got strep." I'm like, "Good." Like,
that's good. She got strep.
That's a solid excuse right there. Whether she did or didn't. Like, I don't want that. I don't want. I like meat, so I don't want to get that disease that's going around where you can't eat meat.
Oh, what is it? It's in. What is it in?
I know. Like,
it's in certain type of meats.
Yeah.
I can't remember which ones.
Yeah. I don't know.
They don't want that.
But that makes no sense anyway. Like, if you live under the thought or in the thought that, you know, a lot of this stuff's manufactured, you know, meaning diseases and stuff, like, that makes no sense at all that they would put it into meat to make you not be able to eat meat anymore. Like, that makes no sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not good at Googling this stuff. I can't find out which one's tainted. Tainted meat 2026.
Tainted?
Is that a good search? Let me see.
You might end up on a porn site.
Yeah. Now, it just talks about multiple recalls in certain meats, but I can't. Oh, hang on now.
Is it the bacteria or the...
Yeah, I can't pronounce it though.
Try.
E. coli zero. No, that's an O. O157-H7.
Just name them after the people that got them.
Just call it meat virus.
Meat virus.
Which meat has virus?
Well, the one that makes you not be able to eat meat anymore. It's probably created by.
Is it the tick? It says there's a tick that causes a meat allergy.
Yes.
Okay. The tick capable of making its victims allergic
to
meat. So
is that the one that they, which one were we talking about that they sterilized the male?
No, that was to fight the screwworm.
Screwworm.
Because the screwworm is a flesh-eating larva or whatever that was getting into the cattle.
So who was releasing the mosquitoes? That was Google?
Yeah, the sterile mosquitoes.
God.
No, that was the flies. They're cutting the balls off the flies. It's stopping the screwworms.
I remember mosquitoes from ticks from all this other crap.
They're giving them birth control.
Just like fear.
Everything. Lone Star tick.
Fear, fear, fear.
So if you get bit by this Lone Star tick, it makes you allergic to meat and dairy. God,
like, trying to get all the people out of Texas.
Which I can't drink milk anyway, so.
Pussy.
I'm good.
That's why you're lactose intolerant.
That's why you're so small. You're never going to get a cheerleader. Remember those commercials? Like, those commercials literally were just going after boys about getting laid when they got older. That's all it was about.
Drink your milk.
A little skinny ass sitting there, and the big jock walks in with the muscles, and the cheerleader chooses him, and the guy's like,
Why is he getting laid so much? Why is he getting all the action?
And then
I drink milk.
And you have Stone Cold sitting there with the milk mustache. Everybody had to get a milk mustache.
Do you remember those signs that said, not milk?
God. Got everything. Got what? Got this? Got that?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Not milk? Yeah, you don't want that tick. But I already drank almond milk, so I'm good on the dairy. Meat. I like meat. I don't want to be
I do too.
Allergic to meat, you know. Yeah. Bologna, T-bones, ribeye.
But do you think sandwiches? That, like, once you're, if you're allergic to it, you wouldn't be able to eat it, and then, like, your body would just get rid of it.
Yeah, if you're allergic to it, it could cause.
But what if it caused your face to swell up like a hitch?
Shock.
Like hitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's when you need one of those pins, and those pins are, $600-700 a pop?
Yeah, like a nut allergy.
I hope you don't have one of those.
Oh my God. Filthy.
What's wrong with you?
Filthy.
You're filthy. You thought that was dirty if I said a nut allergy.
You did it again. Not only filthy, but wild. Wild as hell today.
There are people that are allergic. You don't go to a restaurant and it says on the sign?
Nut allergy?
Yeah.
I like the ones that say may contain nuts. What?
Oh, because they don't know.
So you like, don't know. It might have nuts in it.
It's one of those cover your asses, right? Like items left in the parking lot, not responsible by the owner or whatever.
Yeah.
So if somebody breaks into your car in our parking lot, tough ass, buddy. To that, I'd say call rob.com. Boom. Well, we'll sue your ass and bite your dog. How about that?
Yeah.
And fish.
We'll bite your fish, too.
Man, I am...
People allergic to fish.
I am sorry. I've got an email here that really has, like, taken my attention. And it is it is a Mandela effect.
You know what I miss? Emails we used to get when people would get fired or let go.
They don't tell us anymore.
No, they don't.
Hold on. I want to... Dude, if this is right, I almost want to save this for when Jug's in here. Well, we could just ask him when he comes in. Hold on.
He's going to come in soon.
Let me see if I was just saying it wrong.
He's probably just now waking up.
Wow. My mind's blown right now. Blown.
Both Clements are the same person?
No.
Jeremy and Tony?
No. No.
You never see them together in one time?
A book that I've never read but is very, very, very famous.
The Bible.
Oh, my God.
You know what? There's your out right there.
I know. No, but it's not true. You memorized it.
No, I haven't either.
Even Ezekiel 23:20 is your favorite verse.
The book's in order, but that's it. Wow. That really threw me off right there. I want to tell you, but I have to do the break thing now. It sounds like it's a total work that I'm like, oh, look at what he just found at the end of the break.
Well, I can't ask you during the break because I got to go to Wiz.
Okay.
Paige, spot for me. Make sure there's no women in the bathroom.
Nobody
cares.
I would say this is along the lines of Luke, I'm your father. Like that.
Wait, was that what it was then?
No.
I think it was Luca, I'm your father.
No. That's the girl that lived on the second floor. Here's your out.
I
was trying to figure that one out.
Here.
Dude,
give me $8,000 and we'll talk through the commercials right now.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
She laying on the floor?
There she is. We were sitting there talking to you, thinking you were over there doing your yoga, and you were not in there.
No, she'll sit there and side stretch, and it's like how we used to stretch for football.
Yeah.
That's what she'd be doing.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Show backwards plank, too. Lay on your chest and put your arms up.
Lay on your chest and put your arms up?
Yeah, that's what she does sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't stretch.
I'm trying to figure it in my mind. She
lays on her chest, arms out. It's like a plank.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that feels really good.
Yeah.
When you stretch all the way. And then lift up.
I'm too fat to do yoga at this point, but I would. I would try. That's one of the poses.
I love it.
I can't get in all the poses.
No. You don't need to.
I can't do the row machine at the gym. Too fat for that now, too. So it's something you just got to work up to.
Well.
It hurts my nuts, if I'm being honest with you. Sorry, boss. But
the row machine does?
Dude, I feel like bicycle seats in general like need to be fixed.
Yeah, they do.
For the nuts specifically. All the testicles there will make it.
The testicles, scrote, boys, B-bag.
I remember
Zach.
Bike riding like in Mount Diablo in California. And I would have
Devil's Mountain.
I would have to get like, because my friends would go and it was fun riding around there. But it would hurt my butt so bad that I would have to get padding on the seats.
Oh, yeah.
For my little 10 speed.
It hurts. Whoa, hang on a second.
You're over there stretching, and I'm suddenly here.
The chair.
We'll go back on that audio later.
I wish I would have farted.
It's always the chair. You know, people are going to start asking us when they see us out, hey, is it always the chair? Like, yeah, I'll wink.
Yeah. We'll do like Taylor Swift, and they auctioned off her chair. How much for this chair here?
How much would you pay it for?
How much? God bless.
Oh, that's a good idea. How much would you buy her chairs for? And auction off property. Got in trouble for that last time.
Even though it was for charity.
Yeah, even if we try to help somebody, you know.
try to auction
it wasn't
off
the team. It wasn't a team.
We can't give away our
I donated vehicles. My Panthers jersey that they gave us.
Oh, boy.
Yep. To charity. Because, I mean, I wanted it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. I was like, oh, I'll do that. And it was told that that's it's not your property to donate.
That's I thought it was a gift.
Very selfless of you to give up something that you love.
I was
so
like,
much.
Well, my name's on the back of it.
Yeah. I was like, this is kind of cool. And they're black, too. The black jerseys.
Yes.
Like, these are nice.
I know.
Turns out not ours at all.
No.
Company
even though,
property.
Even though your name is on them?
Yep. Yeah, real weird. Wow. Even though we didn't ask for them, and they just kind of sprung them upon us. But they were nice.
I know. I know. I don't like it.
No, neither.
That's bizarro.
Tell me the thing you were thinking about.
Well, I got a couple.
Okay.
Do you invest?
It's the thing. Sometimes, and those that listen know that you've been listening for a while know this. We don't sit down before the show and say, hey, I got this idea. It's like, hey, I got something for 7:30. All right.
Yeah.
I'll roll with it. I think oftentimes we try to, especially me, try too hard to transition into it. But I just say, hey, what was that thing you were telling me about taking dumps?
Well, when you get in here, you have an idea of stuff you want to do. Then other stuff comes up. So, yeah. All right, we'll go with that one.
Oh, is that the, not the one?
Well, no, that was.
We should start meeting before the show.
Yeah.
There was another one that just kind of more so like a should I have done this type situation.
Mm.
So this thing I was watching, it was a story on the Japanese and how they eat. Also how they feed their kids at school. They have public meals. And the kids only eat fried foods a couple times a month. The kids don't eat until everybody's served. The portions are a lot smaller. And the way they eat at home is the same way. Smaller portions, better food. Now, of course, I'm thinking, you know, this was not a part of the story. But I concluded. I'm like, you know what? The Japanese probably don't go to the bathroom that much. Now, I mean that much as in, like, you know, what they're producing as far as, you know, what's going down the pipes.
Right.
Probably not that much at all. So that got me to thinking, you know, who's the world's leader when it comes to that stuff?
Probably America.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Or, you know, this would probably be frowned upon for me to say it. But is it okay to say, well, you know what? Is it okay? Who am I asking that? Is it okay? Here's the statement.
It's like, we don't know.
When a Mexican eats American food, do they get tore up the way I do when I eat theirs? That's the question.
Oh, that is a good question.
Well, like, do you develop a, like, serious, down to the bare bones question? When you eat spicy food all the time, your body's just naturally used to it, right?
Well, I don't know if you get used to like that many Scovilles or whatever it is, right? Like, if you eat a lot of Reaper, you're probably not getting used to that.
Yeah, but that's not a, like, right, like,
well, I don't know.
Mexican food's not made with Carolina Reaper peppers. That's just a bunch of like frat kids started. Hey, I dare you.
But they got like the habaneros, right, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Mozzarella's Revenge?
No. That was...
That's like, don't drink the water.
Oh, there's blood in the water.
Enough about Spartanburg County, Page.
So,
keep
really...
on topic.
Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, but as far as... Oh, go ahead.
Well, America's not number one. We're fourth.
This is a real stat?
In the world. This is a real stat. Now, this started with me wondering if this was, like, you know, statted somehow, like, kept up with. And it is. Not only that...
Germans...
Germany is not in the top five.
God, imagine.
I feel like the top two won't surprise you, but they might. If you want to guess.
Oh, have I already said it?
I don't think so.
Mexico.
No, Mexico's not in the top five. I'm kind of surprised at who's number three, though.
Paige says Boston.
Boston did not make this list.
Damn.
Sorry, Paige.
But they're getting there. Oh, I had a wicked lo-fi in the Louvre in the triple decker.
Man.
So we're talking poor nutrition.
Iran.
Well, see, that's the thing. You don't know. No, but you're close. You're real close as far as number five goes. Like, not too far off area-wise.
Iraq?
So we don't know.
Afghanistan?
No.
Have we taken their leader out? They'll probably go back into power.
I can't remember.
Is it Venezuela?
Russia sometimes used them as a...
Dude, what's the big thing on Cauchy now where the big bet is, will Maduro go back into power? Like, is that being talked about in the news?
I have not heard about him since they captured him.
Okay.
But I don't follow that app either, so I don't like trading. I
follow the app, but when I go to my stock app, it pops that up as like a trending thing.
I don't like to follow the pop culture futures.
No, because it's all at work anyway. Absolutely.
So, Paige asking about nutrition. This is just as far as like what they're producing. So, number one in the world, China.
Ooh, wow.
The Chinese produce the most excrement on a daily average than any other country in the world.
Was it Chinese or Japanese people that eat the best, you were saying?
This is Japan. Japanese.
So Chinese people are going to the bathroom more.
There's a lot of salt in Chinese food.
China accounts for 19% of the world's total feces on a daily basis. God.
And that's, land mass, not that big.
Now, they've got a lot of people, a lot of cities. I don't know where all this is going. Number two might not surprise you as
well. Maybe that's what all those hotels are and all those apartments are, where there's like they're ghost towns. It's like for people to go take dumps.
Yep. Those bubble cities. They would not let people buy more than one real estate property because they didn't want them to flip them. So now people are like, well, we're not going there. And they're huge ghost cities. Yep. Empty.
But number two. Conspiratorial people thought it's because they thought they knew there was going to be like a tsunami or something, so they'd be able to just repopulate real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So someone texted in and said kimchi disintegrates microplastics in your stomach.
Well, I don't know her, but give me her number.
Is that a spice? I know it's a cat, but is
kimchi
it a spice?
Kimchi's a fruit, right?
I thought it was cabbage. Kimchi?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a fruit. I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a fruit. What's the answer?
I think it is Japanese, right? Kimchi, maybe? Number two is India.
Kimchi was a wrestler manager. Do you remember? Was it Kimchi, not the guy that came out with Kamala?
Oh, dang it.
Damn it. I'm going to look that up. I think it was. You know what's also great is I never even said what the big Mandela effect thing about.
Oh, yeah. You even wrote it down, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Hold on. Now I got to see this. I tell you what. I really should, honest to God, ask my doctor about ADD stuff.
Well, you don't want to take that stuff now.
Kimchi. That was Steve Lombardi, Brooklyn Brawler. I didn't even realize it was the same guy.
Well, he should have walked out with his torn hole in his shirt. I would have known.
Right.
If you get on that stuff now, people will try to steal it from you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to get on stuff, but I just want to,
you'll get mugged.
It's really, really bad.
You just want him to tell you that you have it, and but you can't take anything for it?
Right. No, it's just is it part of getting just old, or is it just I'm doing a job that most people don't, where you're performing, although not just talking, but you're also thinking, but you're listening at the same time, and then
you got to do three things at the same time.
Yeah,
you four, because you have to put your fingers down and you got to write what you're thinking about.
Right.
I'll tell you, we're number four in the world at 6%.
Is Brazil on there? I'm just
Brazil.
Thinking.
Not only is Brazil on there, they're third ahead of us.
Wow. Man, I knew something. That's why their butts are so big.
They
have to get a special waxing.
Brazilian barbecue. I don't know.
You're thinking of Korean.
You're thinking of the Mongoloid beef across the street?
Kimchi is cabbage.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Well, the Japanese eat a lot of cabbage and greens, right? Number five, where I told you we were close, Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah. It's 3%.
What is a Pakistanian? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Pakistanian. What's their big food? What's their international food? Is there any?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like America. There's no American food, really.
I can't ask my neighbor because he moved.
Oh, did he?
He would go to Pakistan every summer.
Did he move that he wanted to move, or did they make him move?
No, he bought a house.
Oh, good.
So, listen to this. Do you want to know?
Does that make you mad when a young immigrant can come in? It
makes me mad when anybody gets a house, to be honest with you. But it's my own fault. You want to know who weighs the most?
Who weighs the most?
This is kind of
the country
sick.
That weighs the most?
The country's excrement that weighs the most by average.
You've not said it yet?
I've not said it yet. I've not said this stat yet.
I'm going to say Mother Russia.
I would have not guessed this, but it makes sense when you hear it. Tonga.
Ooh.
Now
they eat lions and stuff.
Eat a lot of rice in Tonga?
Lions. I don't know. You have to look this up because I don't know the conversion. 531 grams on average is the average loaf, if you will, output. How much is that?
I don't know.
I was hoping you'd look it up so I don't have to turn around.
531
grams, regular grams.
Oh, regular grams.
Average per person. each trip. 531 grams.
Seventh of a pound?
God.
Over half a pound?
I don't.
Great daddy. My gosh. Okay, now look up which country gets diarrhea the most.
You know what? I'm really
like serious. Like, this is scientific. This is, and you know what? Many of you are probably disgusted now. Like, hey, you know what? Besides breathing, what else do we all have in common?
Three H's in diarrhea?
Let me ask you that.
Now, that's giving me the highest recorded death rate from diarrhea.
Whoa, I'd like to hear that too. It almost got me once, Paige. I thought I was going to dehydrate on the toilet. I did.
It says Central African Republic.
That makes sense.
Has the highest recorded death rate from diarrheal diseases in the world.
Oh, man.
Is that where you get Ebola?
Due to lack of clean drinking water. Like, okay, well, Darfur should be up there. The Sudan, the Sudanese. Water.
Yeah. Golly, dumb, man. I freaking more than half a pound each time. God bless.
Our continent, North America, is number one for international travelers contracting traveler's diarrhea.
Your microphone's falling apart. It literally, the screw just popped out. That's what that was.
Where, I don't know where it came from.
No, it really
did. It's up here in this. I'll fix this. Chris doesn't have to come in here. Get sidetracked.
It just
Fat Boy's serious. Got beef with their engineer.
Bench. We're not on his list anyways.
He's got beef with it.
I just feel like he tried to avoid me yesterday and I called him.
Uh-oh.
Fat Boy's...
He didn't want to talk to me, I could tell.
Why?
I mean, I get that way sometimes. Do you just throw up a hand and keep walking?
Because I said his name in the parking lot when he was at the door, and he looked at me and just walked in. Because I said, hey, Chris, hang on. So then I had to run, and like I'm on the phone at the same time. I catch him at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's like, oh, just let me get do what I'm going to do. So put me on the list, please.
I already bugged him yesterday. Maybe that had something to do with
it. I don't ever mess with the guy.
Paige will walk up to him. Hey, look at these. You want to see this?
I never did.
If I see him, I'm asking him like a comic book question or something.
You got to warm up to him a little bit.
Yeah, like I got to get him. Like he comes in here to work on stuff, and I'll start asking him like, hey, you know, why is this character this way? Or he'll stop what he's doing and stand up. That's an alternate universe, actually. I just go right into him. Like,
it's like when we do it when Rob Young comes like in here. Let me ask him a comic book question.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe I can ask him who here goes the most.
Here's a question I just wrote down. Which NASCAR driver takes the stinkiest dumps? I'm going to ask Rob Ineri, not Rob Ineri.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, what's up, honey?
What's up?
Well, if you have a problem with retail therapy and too much spending, have I got an answer for you? There's an app for shopping addicts, but not here. It's in South Korea, where you order from fake stores. You browse, you look at reviews.
A lot of international news today.
Look at that. I like it, too.
And you add it to your cart, submit the order, but nothing is ever sent. It's just kind of like a dopamine hit that you get to spend, but not really spend.
See, that's stupid. I mean, that's just dumb.
I mean, I look at stuff like, Shein and Temu, and
Shein uses too many plastic bags.
And I kind of like.
She doesn't care about the environment.
Don't get too much.
You're wearing pants made out of a leopard today.
No, I'm not.
I used Temu once. It took too long to get. It was like a month.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all like scam stuff. Like you wouldn't even get the stuff. Or is that Alibaba?
Is it the same guy?
I don't know.
Is it the guy who owns the Nets, Joe Tsai? Didn't he start Temu?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But yeah, I had to pay a tariff too on it.
Alibaba's all that drop shipping.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about shipping.
Mass order if you have your little store.
Of course. Who'd you say had the biggest ships?
China.
Yeah, they take a lot of ships.
A lot of ships. They weigh a lot, too.
Yeah.
Tonga ships weigh a ton.
Tonga.
If I wanted to do my own little facial business and drop ship everything, and I would do that. But
look up Samoa on that list. I just imagine it like
the
bloodline. Like, you don't want to be in that house when they're having a family reunion.
Not if a Samoan werewolf.
Samoa.
No. Jacob Fatu's in there melting the walls off.
See which country
Let's try to clean the show up, guys.
Causes the most gas. Like, I would say the U.S. We fart more than anyone.
I don't know how you
would. How would we fart more when we're not taking the most number twos?
Constipation.
Well, then I would say somewhere like France because of all the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere like that.
The charcuterie.
Where cheese is like there. Wisconsin, they're all stacked
up. Well, you're
up.
Right, because Pepe Le Pew came there, so maybe that's why.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was also sexually aggressive to women.
Well.
And he stunk.
I don't.
Hey, it's the racism in cartoons, Paige. Don't fuss at me.
I don't know how to
you
tell you.
Mel Blanc. I can't say his last name.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't know what a tones is. T-O-N-N-E-S.
That's metric tons.
Oh, okay. Well, it says per day 26 to 30. This is for Samoa.
Samoa?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm wrong. Yeah, no, it's right. It is metric tons. So how much are they going a day? I want to look it up in our things.
So for the estimate per day, it says here is 26 to 30.
God.
Annually, it's about 10,000.
You sure it says annually?
And it's a real small island too, right?
Okay, so 26 to 30 tawnies goes to, translates to 1,000 kilograms. Now what we'll do is look up that.
So I feel like
see
I'm
this is
again.
The it's like the
calculate molarity, please.
No, that can't be right. 2,200 pounds.
Now
is
this is
year.
This is a daily average
for the whole country.
Yeah, the whole country.
Okay, so that's not a lot then. I mean, 2,200 pounds of poo by a country a day. That's not.
Because I don't have the population where you can divide it from.
I bet you Greer, South Carolina, does that alone by themselves.
Let me see real quick.
Especially when the tadpole is up in Page.
So the population of Samoa is 220,000 people.
I don't think I've ever been to the tadpole, honestly.
Oh, you've missed out.
I have.
Oh, rest in peace. Michael Clardy. Hate to bring up the tadpole.
Died? Oh.
No, the tadpole did. That was his favorite place.
Oh, is that where you get fried fish or what's
flounder plate.
Yeah.
He did not die. He's about to be a grandpa.
I know. I was about to say, the dude's about to become a grandpa. I thought he died. I'm glad you're back, Michael.
His favorite restaurant did, but he did not.
Paige, you'd go there on a Friday night, have a big meal, sleep in the car. Wake up the next morning, walk across the street, go to the flea market.
Yep.
Okay, so now I know where that is.
It was like playing Frogger.
Okay.
Now you can go there and buy old refrigerators.
Got to cross the Wade. That's where DMX went and bought his furniture when he moved here.
Really?
Yeah, he went right down there to that furniture store.
I bought my first, it was actually my second refrigerator from Tab's Flea Market. I did. There was a guy there that sold old. He would like when people get kicked out of like homes or whatever. He'd like get the stuff, and I got it for like $50. It was. I mean, it wasn't like a real nice one, obviously. What are you trying to show me?
I'm trying to show you this.
I go to Banks Appliances. Shout out.
Would you eat that?
Paige, that was a personal photo. I can't believe you just showed me that.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.